Now, take yourself off and pack your traps. And if I hear another word out of you about what you'll be excused from and what you won't, well, I'll excuse you with a hickory. She hit his head with a thump with her thimble as we dodged by, and he let on to be whimpering as we struck for the stairs. Up in his room, he hugged me. He was so out of his head for gladness, because he was going travelling. And he says, "Before we get away, she'll wish she hadn't let me go, but she won't know any way to get around it now. After what she said, her pride won't let her take it back." And Tom was packed in 10 minutes, all except what his aunt and Mary would finish up for him. Then we waited 10 more for her to get cooled down and sweet and gentle again. For Tom said it took her 10 minutes to unruffle in times when half of her feathers was up, but 20 when they was all up. And this was one of the times when they was all up. And then we went down, being in a sweat, to know what the letter said. She was sitting there in a brown study with it laying in her lap. We sat down and she says, "They're in considerable trouble down there, and they think you and Huck will be a kind of diversion for them. Comfort, they say. Much of that they'll get out of you and Huck Finn, I reckon. There's a neighbour named Bruce Dunlap that's been wanting to marry their Benny for 3 months, and at last they told him point blank and once for all he couldn't, so he soured on them. And they're worried about it. I reckon he's somebody they think they'd better be on the good side of, for they've tried to please him by hiring his no-account brother to help on the farm when they can't hardly afford it, and don't want him around anyhow. Who are the Dunlaps? They live about a mile..."